My name is Vanessa Rivera, and tonight I'll be interviewing Jasmine De Jesus, owner and founder of Enhanced Beauty by Design. Enhanced Beauty by Design is a beauty studio located in the heart of Fishtown here in Philadelphia, focusing on providing customized lash extensions, brow transformation, training, and continued certification courses. Jasmine is a Latina entrepreneur and has been involved in the beauty industry for over 5 years. Jasmine is also involved in multiple organizations and different connections within the city. I'm going to be asking Jasmine a few questions regarding social media and how it has contributed to her successful business.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for doing this for me. I have a few questions in regards to your business and how your business is so successful via, you know, social media and how you post and content and pretty much how you got started. So when did you start building your business?
I started building my business in 2014.
Okay.
I had taken a lash course in New York, and I needed to find customers quickly. And although I have like a supportive like network of friends, I figured opening my profile, making it public, would allow me to reach like a larger audience and begin to build that network. With hashtags and just trying to reach a larger audience faster because I had invested so much and I felt like I didn't have any time to waste and waiting for just like word of mouth referrals.
Okay. And how do you feel like you use social media as far as to network? Was it just hashtags or did you use anything else that you think that helped?
I think mostly I utilize it to at least at this stage of the game, it's more like 5 years in. I utilize it to post my calendar for the month, kind of show what's available, any specials that we have going on, any classes, and like more like announcements. So I kind of like do it to kind of showcase the business in that way. But now I've also like built enough of a following that I feel comfortable like introducing other businesses and other ventures. I guess that's like kind of like,
And what is one thing that you feel like you would have known before as far as social media, like when you first started as to now?
I think it's evolved so much that I wish I had kept it more polished from the beginning because I feel like I have a lot of more dated work, but it's unpolished. Like the pictures aren't as crisp and clear and everything's becoming so filtered and just more like a seamless, cohesive page. I wish I had kept it more organized and more like, content with more substance. Just to be able to have done that from the beginning would have been, I think, to be more valuable.
Okay. All right. And one second. Okay. Now, are there times where you feel a little overwhelmed by social media? And if so, what do you do to help balance?
I think it can get overwhelming, especially with like inquiries. And also, there are so many like sponsored ads and like competitive businesses. I think sometimes it's just healthy to disconnect a little bit. I've been learning to do that more so. I only allow myself to be, on the network for just a certain amount of time during the day and not really be affected by, like, comments or, spam and things that kind of just interfere with what my focus is on Instagram. But I think that as long as you learn how to, like, kind of manage and filter through and only focus on what your goal is, you won't get set back by any of those distractions.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite social media? Like, is it Instagram? Are you like Facebook? Or I never use Twitter personally, so that's why I'm like, I don't even know how to mess with it. But do you have a fave?
I have all of the social media channels, and my favorite or more go-to is Instagram. I feel like with today's society, everyone has a short attention span, and I feel that Instagram kind of fits every lifestyle. You kind of just look at the picture. If you care to engage, you read the content, you go from there. You can send messages. And to me, like, I feel like that's the most effective for my business because it puts you in direct contact with your client base. But I don't know. I mean, Facebook can also offer that. However, it's so saturated and the algorithms are so crazy that it tends to kind of block it out sometimes. So to me, my go-to is Instagram. I've never been crazy about Twitter. Snapchat's kind of more to me like my personal network. I kind of just like Snapchat with my family and close friends,
yeah.
Where I'm more comfortable exposing more of my personal life. But Instagram to me is more of my go-to for business and a little bit of personal.
Okay. Now, on social media, what is your favorite way to like engage with others? Like, I know like Instagram, for example, they have like polls, they have question boxes, they have like, you know, instant messaging. What is your favorite that you feel like it really helps engage with your clients?
What helps me the most, I think, is with Instagram questions, especially if I'm trying to target a certain type of goal. If I'm trying to find new hair clients, you know, I ask her hair questions and I know who's really interested in what they're looking for. So I feel like asking those type of poll questions to me are more effective. But I just think like just direct messaging and posting my calendar also is extremely effective as well.
Okay. Another question I do have for you is, how important is consistency when running your business on social media?
Consistency is crucial to any business. I've noticed a decline in interaction or numbers in my business when I am not constantly posting or becoming visible. I feel that when you are absent from your social media, your client base tends to believe that there's a problem, or then their attention is directed, you know, somewhere else. So consistency is key in any business. I make it a point to post every single day. It doesn't matter how minimal, but you have to remain present or people will forget about you and your message and your business.
Okay, great. Yeah, I totally couldn't agree more. Consistency definitely is important. I love what you do on social media. I am one of your followers, and I am one of your students, and that's exactly how you intrigue me into your business, is with your posting and your consistency. And I actually love how you post daily horoscopes. And I think that was actually what I was like, I would read them. And I was like, wow, like,
yeah.
So then I was like, then I started kind of following you more. And then so it does work. Just letting you know.
It does work. And I feel like, especially because, you know, obviously my underlying goal is the business. I think it's important to still share some of your personal life and also have that little niche, like that little niche that everybody's just going to come back to you for. To me, it's the horoscope. If I don't post it, people end up in my inbox is like, where's the horoscope for today? But I can still sometimes, for the most part, if I have a message or a sale or something specifically I want to share, I post that first and then I put the horoscope after it because I know they have to go through that to read the horoscope.
Oh, that's really good.
So
okay.
You have to find your thing where people just like come to you for. You have to find that special thing. Like Pixie has like the draft latte.
Okay.
The cold draft latte. So when people have it, they post it and they tag her on it. So that's her thing. Callie Wells is in Canada and she's like a freaking badass. Her thing is breaking yolk. So when people are eating like an egg, like over,
what?
Like sunny side up, like she breaks the yolk and everybody posts it and like they'll tag her on it. But it's something that's become her thing. So find your thing and like run with it.
Right. Okay. Definitely something important to know. Well, thank you so much for doing this for me. I really appreciate it. So that concludes my interview with Jasmine De Jesus, a lash artist from Philadelphia. and Latina entrepreneur. It was such a pleasure interviewing her. I definitely admire her work, and she is a mentor for me. So this interview was definitely important, and I really enjoyed doing this podcast. Thanks.